Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Bash's sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Your song of the day from 1977, Best of My Love by The Emotions. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
How does that even happen? I don't even understand when something that good happens.
I don't either. The horns. Huh. There must have been, 50 people in there when they recorded that.
I don't know.
I mean, all just clapping along.
Everyone just clapping and bobbing, singing.
It's like a party.
It's like a party.
It is a party.
That song's a party.
That song is just gorgeous.
The Emotions.
Yep, The Emotions.
See, what happened, you could do a deep dive on this, and it's probably fairly interesting. There's a run of female artists in the 70s. It was
we played Cheryl Lynn on Monday.
Right. Yeah, there's names that you wouldn't know, but there's a run of great female artists during that period. And that was obviously one of them, and that was tremendous. Jake, what the hell?
I'm on a heater.
Jake, pat himself on the back, went with you. I'm on a heater.
That's just true.
Usually we say that, but that's okay. Usually we say Jake's on a heater.
Jake did say the words, I'm on a heater.
I'm on a heater. First thing to go, Jake's third person.
Jake's on a heater.
Jake's on a heater.
Who said it the other day? Shimmick?
Shimmick. Ken does eat donuts in the morning.
Shimmick doesn't eat cake at 8 a.m. Ken doesn't eat cake at 3. Did you just go third person? I did, he said.
The emotion. You used to kind of eschew the whole female artist thing, and now you've fully embraced it.
That's three now in the last week.
I applaud
Carly Simon, Cheryl Lynn, and the Emotions.
Yeah, you three for three, by the way.
When the part that came that just grabbed us, being the most, that was just both me and Simple, not just zoned in to what was going on, and we knew it was coming, and we hit that. Love and affection. I mean, we both sang
it. You guys both were singing.
We knew it was
it.
Coming. And it's you just knew
you've
it was
heard
coming.
Heard it a zillion times.
You heard it a zillion times. And it just, I just can't believe when a song comes up like that, you can recall the words.
We've heard a lot. And then that song is another example of a song that builds. So there's layers.
Yes.
It starts good, but then it just keeps getting better. You're like, oh my God.
Walk Up 100 to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you're walking into a place and that's what's playing.
You walk on an Oak Street bar and that's playing.
Yeah, wow.
First of all, you're a little confused.
You're confused. Why is this great
Where
music?
Am I?
Yeah, why am I trying to get into iguanas and they're playing
Best of My Love by The Emotions.
Love. The Emotions.
That take
would,
it.
It would take you. Like going, okay.
Yeah, 975. 975.
Incredible. 966-421.
Yeah. You knew you're getting high.
Will Rudy be in the 9s?
Rudy's
going to
like
question.
It. He's going to be an 8-9.
9-0. His great vocals on every aspect. Wow. Yeah.
Rudy.
Rudy.
DH.
Yes.
Rudy. He's the big DH.
What you'll like, Rudy, is listen to that on your drive back to Westland. They pop. Listen to that.
Crank it, too. Windows it down up. And crank.
Yeah. Crank it like a double down the third base line. Yeah. Get on your horse.
You want some ratings here?
I'd love some.
Sandmaster and KC 7-9. Rick from Wahoo 8-5. Fritz 9-4. Vernon Dakin 6.2. Guilt Nerd 0.
Bill,
wake
please
up
address
again.
This.
Try to wake up again.
Bill, could you
Guilt
please
Nerd.
Address Guilt Nerd?
I have a problem with Guilt Nerd a lot because I was out visiting a friend yesterday and he told me who Guilt Nerd was. He
oh, goes, you know hey, Guilt Nerd?
I don't know him myself, but he goes, hey, just so you know, this is who Guilt Nerd is. So now I don't have any interest in Guilt Nerd.
Wow.
I don't. So there, a zero.
You're on Bill's bad side.
Oh, that's bad side right now.
Yeah. Do some serious work, Guilt Nerd. Yes. Get back in our trust.
You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, you better do some work.
Les in Lincoln says, cruising my 66 SS with the Craig 8-track 8.
Uh-oh. SS what?
Yeah.
Just
well,
SS.
Well, SS. That's probably a Chevelle. I mean, those are
would
SS.
It for sure be SS Chevelle?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's...
There's Nova the, SSs. No, there are.
You're right. No, maybe I'm talking... Oh, I don't know. I got it over my skis there.
Help us out.
There's
Kent.
Nova
Which
SS.
Which one is it?
Kent will know. Kent, text in on that.
Oh. Mike in Dalton, 7. Ryan in California, 7-1. Sean in Omaha, 7-7. This song puts a pep in your step.
Oh, that's a pep step. It is. Sean. It's a pep step. It is.
Casey and Seward, Groovy Toe Tapper, 7-3 on
okay.
that one.
Yes.
Wink the Wink and Elkhorn, 7-5. Kevin in Colorado, 5-1. Who in Clemens,
bird.
3.
Little low bird. Little low bird.
He gave what song a 9 last week? Rhinestone Cowboy.
Rhinestone Cowboy. I listened to it again yesterday.
It's so good.
I listened to Rhinestone Cowboy yesterday.
Such a good
yeah, I did.
Song.
I go, hang on, I'm going to listen to this one more time.
Feeling good?
Oh, man, I tell you that. That's why I pushed back on myself again. Glenn Campbell. Stock
did
up.
You have a smile on your face?
I did.
You can't, not yeah. smile when that song comes on. Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah. We're seeing Icon on him.
I'm going back to Icon, yes. I'm pushing back on myself daily.
Gavin and Pender, 8-5. White Sharpie, 6-5. The OG CJ. Didn't do much for me, 4-5.
Mm. Okay, OG.
Jane, 9-7.
Jane,
Lyle, 9-2. Someone says, Jake, it's time for a change of genre, 4.
Hmm.
That'd mean leaving the 70s texture.
Oh, really?
We just prefer you not to.
We prefer we don't do that. They've been epic fails, so if you want to,
no,
go ahead.
For the first time in a long time, the household is on the same page.
Okay.
Jennifer and hubby, both 8 on
okay.
that one.
Wow. With the candle people. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, can we mention her thing again real quick?
Yeah,
what's, go what's
ahead.
The email?
JJ Candles. Jake, I need help.
JJ's. Let me see it.
JJ's Candle Market. At gmail.com. Yeah, my glasses. These are the bad glasses. JJCandlesMarket at gmail.com. Thank you.
By the way, Les says it was an SS396 Chevy.
Okay.
But there are Novas, people are saying, too. Nova SS, Jan, Chevelle SS. So you're on the same. You're on the same.
And
page.
The Nova was what your friend had. The
Jan Zora.
Jan Zora is green, right?
Yeah, green with a black racing stripe. You could not touch it. It was sparkly green, too.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know that metallic
yeah.
type of look.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you wouldn't, Bill. You wouldn't have believed this car if you saw it. It was so sweet, and it was immaculate.
I cannot forget YouTube. 6-1 from Troy. Jeremy.
The tube.
Jeremy's never heard that song before somehow.
It's okay.
Didn't give me a rating, though. Bolt, 6-5, just above average, he says. Albert, 7. Nebraska, Noel, 7-2. Doug in Idaho, 7-3. BWD, 8-4. Kendall, 8-8. Song of the day again.
Wow.
Best of My Love by The Emotions from 1977, which is what?
Better times.
Better times.
How about Jake?
Yes.
How about Jake?
How about Jake? I'm on a heater.
It's a self-described heater. Taking that one.
I'm on a heater.
It is time, without further ado, for The Bag. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Avoid being hacked. We told you guys for a year now. You can call our friends at Applied Connective
Will.
Technologies. They're in all 93 counties of the state. 99.7% retention rate.
99.7.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today.
Tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's people waking up right now trying to steal your money. I listened to a deal on the radio the other day about how they can just steal your...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible. And try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Like your house, basically, from you. It's a lot going on.
Think
not
about
with
that.
Will. Not with Will. Thank you.
Have him as your friend. He's a good friend to have.
He's a good friend to have. Will, will you accept friendships on friend request on Facebook? Let us know. Text in.
First up in the mailbag, Jeff in Colorado says, "Greetings, Stool."
Okay.
That's what he says.
"Greetings, Stool."
He says, "It seems average football game announcers have gotten worse over time. For games I'm interested in watching but don't have a dog in the fight, I listen to music from Better Times instead of the audio of the game I'm watching. I know everything what's happening in the game and have a much more pleasant experience in the process." Have you ever tried this?
No.
Listening to music while the game's going on?
No, I have.
No, I wouldn't do it. I'm not down on it for doing it.
No, I'm not down on it.
I had a good friend of mine. We had a long conversation Sunday afternoon. This is a veteran coach. And he was like, "Hey, you guys should consider doing TV. He said, because of the announcers. He goes, it's just shocking.
You'd be good at that.
He said, it was just shocking. I'm not talking Herb Street and Fowler. I'm talking, but once the game goes.
The lower rungs.
A little bit lower. He said, it just drops off into oblivion, he said. He said, it's just unbelievable what it's like.
I've seen some oblivion.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen some oblivion.
Well, I hear sometimes on there, they don't even know the rules. They don't even know what they're even, they have no idea what they're talking about. One of the guys the other day was like, said there was a minute 44 left. Other team had one timeout. It was like third. And then they're starting this series. I think it's like, they get two or three first downs, this game's over. I'm like, no, not really. Just one first down. Just do the math here. It's not. You don't need three first downs.
Not with 145.
Not 145 and one timeout.
Come
don't
on, brother.
That. Come on, man. Hang in
Jake,
there.
I'm telling you, there's probably opportunity for you. For you. Jake, we didn't coach.
No, we did not coach.
I played
a lot of guys. So no football was the comment.
There'd be a lot of that like that.
So no football. I forgot about that.
One of my favorite things to bring
one
up.
One of the best texts I've ever gotten in my life. We hung up from a conversation. So, no football. he was talking. He said, "Hey, Sip, you ever sit around with the guys and like talk about how you play in your high school days playing football?" I'm like, "No, I didn't play." And then when we hung up, he's like, "So, no football."
Yeah.
He told me about that.
The first time I found out they didn't play football, I was like, "So what do you guys do with your high school team?" And I didn't play football. So no football.
So no football.
Sanderson, next up, says, "Hey guys, 2 weekends ago, my wife made and canned our homemade tomato juice for the year.
Oh God!
She told me I should just make some chili now, so I did against my better judgment. Did I break the man code by making it too early?"
Yes,
Bill.
100. Oh come on.
100. Yes.
Why yes, would you be so rigid
all,
on
it's
that?
It's very strict. There has to at least be at the minimum a frost. And there's been no frost.
Okay. You have to have not even close to a frost.
You got to be close to a frost. At night, it had to get down to 30 degrees, 20, whatever it is.
I appreciate that.
It had to be a frost. That's the cutoff for chili, and it's day one stuff, Sanderson. Okay. You've made an error, and now you have just like breaking it's a mirror. You've got like 7 years of bad luck you're facing right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they canned tomato juice?
Yeah. They did. That's a popular thing.
They canned it already, and he made chili already.
Yeah. No.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Sanderson says, "I agree. I broke my man code. It's too bad.
Yeah. Is it a man code thing,
It's a
Bill?
Man code. It's just buffoonery is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not
it's
saying man
code. It's a life code.
Yeah, just
life code.
It has to be a frost. Everybody needs to know that. There's no chili pre-frost.
I don't judge your masculinity based on that.
That's kind of you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jake.
Next up, Jake.
I'm on a heater.
Different Jake says, mailbag. Do you guys weed whack every time you mow or every other time or at all?
That's a question for Sophie.
Every time for me.
Mine's every other.
Okay.
Yeah, it's every other.
I respect the every other.
Every other. Yeah, and it's time right now to do it again. Yeah, I don't like I don't like it. I don't like doing it.
But you don't like the weed.
You know what I don't like? I don't like this weather. The grass is growing at an epic pace.
Where's fall?
When is this going to end? These by this time of year, it's like, you know what? Sometimes right now you're going like, got one more mow, and that's it, guys. The sprinklers are going off. Where's one more mow? Oh, not now. 90 on.
No,
I mean,
it's crazy. You know, you're crazy. Right.
It's growing out of control.
Yeah.
We're mowing
October.
We're mowing every 4 to 5 days. It's not once a week. It's every 4 to 5 days.
Cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
By the way, Coach Libby says 100% agree with Bill on the chili take. Yes, correct there.
Coach Libby. Somebody related to Dick Libby. Yeah. God bless him.
Anthony in Kansas says, good morning, Stool.
Morning.
With this being homecoming week for Nebraska, were you guys ever part of the homecoming royalty, either class representative or king candidate? Love the show. Anthony.
Steve, answer it. You were, weren't you?
I'm not talking about
it. No, you have to say it.
Come on. Say it.
Were you prom king?
I won spring royalty, not the overall one.
You won it. Hold it. Time out.
Yeah, we won it.
Photo somewhere in Columbus.
Yeah,
there is. This needs
Where's
to be
the
tracked.
Photo?
We need to be tracked down.
Oh, you have the photo?
I think I have it, yeah.
Is it on your phone?
Can we find it?
Who won it with you?
Lisa?
Yes. Okay, can someone get to the... What's the Columbus paper?
The Telegram.
Someone get to the Columbus...
I don't know if they...
Bird, can you get to the Columbus
Go
Telegram?
Go to the archives, please.
Yes.
Anyway, not the big one, though. Not the big one. I don't think I was eligible. I didn't play football.
No, you can still play.
Can you still be in it?
There's two stories with that. I remember one time we were at Lou's popcorn stand.
Where?
And I'm like in 7th or 8th grade. Lou, we had a popcorn stand in Pender that was on Main Street. And it was like an old Dutch mill.
Really?
And it's this little shack. It was like a Dutch mill. Mm-hmm. And it had been there for 50 years. It was still operating at this time. And we're sitting there, myself and Chris Buchholz. And it was Lou and Holger Larson. It was Holger Larson. We're sitting there, and he's just talking to two 7th graders. And he's just like... Can't believe the homecoming king's not a football player, and he was taken back by it.
Wow,
he was taken
you
back.
Remember that?
I remember that seventh grade.
You were a little seventh grader.
And also remember this one too, when it came out like who was up for homecoming king and queen. Stacy won it. R.I.P. One of my best friends' birthday. The same. She probably won it unanimously as the queen. Robert won it as the king and should have. And remember, I came home and my mom kind of asked that. Hey, the homecoming stuff came out. Are you part of the homecoming court? And I'm like, no. She goes, it's not your personality. See, my mom said that to me. And she's right. I was.
You agree with her. Yeah,
it was.
Your mom's a gem.
She was. She goes, exactly where she goes, it's not your personality. And it
she's
wasn't.
She's a gem.
It was. I was not the. It was not my
deal. Really?
Duke was up for it.
Duke and was he up didn't
for
win?
It. Didn't win, but Duke was up for it. Yes, he was up for it. We have photos. We can get photos of that.
Duke, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was not up for homecoming.
You weren't?
No.
Surprising me.
Surprising, yeah, surprising. Really? Yep. That does surprise me.
Yeah, tennis and golf doesn't quite do the trick for the homecoming.
But still,
but you're a big personality.
Not really. Not in high school.
You are now.
You are now. You're a star. You're a star.
You have a big personality. You know that. You do. You know that.
I think our homecoming king and queen are still actually, they actually got married and they're still married.
God.
How about that for romance in the homecoming?
Whoa.
Wow, that is incredible.
Nick and Hannah. They live in Beatrice still.
That's better times.
Better times.
In the hometown.
Yeah.
Better times. Then there'd be a homecoming dance. It was great.
Yep. Oh, it's fun. Yeah, kind of.
Homecoming. No. Everybody went.
Yep.
Y'all went. Yes, like, are you going to go? No, man, not doing that stuff. No, everyone
went.
You went.
You went.
And then you danced.
Is there any more
questions? That's all we got. That was a good amount today.
We didn't hear from the Hawaii Michael.
Nope, did not see Michael today on the mailbag.
Michael. He's in Oklahoma now.
Oklahoma, yeah. He failed today on this. Didn't have
We're losing viewership.
That's what happened. That is the mailbag. Sponsored
I'm on a heater.
Applied Connective Technologies. Hour 2 is next. Early break in the ticket.